You're listening to Around Comics, episode 272, The End, Part 1.
This is the end.
From Chicago, this is Around Comics, the comic culture podcast, where each week a revolving panel of guests talk about everything in and around the world of comic books and comics culture.
I'm already crying.
I know, I am too. And Around Comics is recorded at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, located at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Even if you're not coming in for Around Comics anymore, please, if you're in the neighborhood, drop by. It's a great shop.
Yeah, still come by Dark Tower. Yeah. You know, we'll probably be here, you know.
Just hanging out.
More likely than not.
Sitting next to, you know, unplugged mics, you know, just shooting the shit. Hey there, folks. I'm Christopher Niesman, and this is the first episode in our two-part, I think we've decided, in the
you
end.
You scared the shit out of me there for a second. The first episode, I'm like, wait.
What?
We started something new?
Ultimate Around Comics has started.
Ultimate Around. Okay. Around Comics.
Around Comics. And we could not do the last episode of Around Comics without our longtime compatriot who has moved to the East Coast, Mr. Tom Caters.
This is the Tom Caters soundboard.
A little something I put together.
He's been really thinking, me on the phone.
It's 90% Kirby.
Tom, what are you doing? Where are you at right now at this moment?
We're driving on Highway 87 towards the Catskill Mountains to relax. We're going to a cabin.
You're going
not
going
to tell anyone where it is.
You going to see some vaudeville shows up in the Catskills?
We've been working on our routine, so we're hoping that it works. We're hoping to catch a Jackie Mason show, you know. So
nice.
The regular Catskills type thing going on.
Well, you know, I hear that you're going to be unemployed here in the middle of the month, so are you starting like an improv troupe up in the Catskills?
There's an improv meetup group in Worcester. But nice. I looked at it and I was like, I nothing against any of the people in it, but there was like someone who was juggling in a photo, and I was like, I can't be involved.
You gotta draw the line somewhere, Tom.
I know I can't. If there's gonna be juggling at this thing, I'm out.
that's deal breaker. Well, you know, everyone wants to know how is the move gone? Are you settled into the Boston area? And have you found?
Worcester is going fine. I hurt my back moving, so I haven't been extremely mobile. So it's been kind of like Rear Window. I've been watching the neighbor kids ride their skateboards up and down the street again and again and again.
Have you yelled at them yet?
No, not yet. I mean, they're well within their rights to do whatever they're doing. The one has, I'm just curious as to when schools get out, because it seems like these kids are out there every day at like 1:30. I mean, I don't know if they have like some half day program in Worcester, and everyone drives slow because a lot of old people, like colonial old,
with like wigs and hats.
They're on their way to court, their various courts, and everyone drives really, really slow and doesn't pay attention to left turn signals at all. But other than that, like the classic thing where you move somewhere and you're like, the drivers suck, you know, and you always kind of laugh because you're like, oh, of course, but in this case, it's true. I mean, they do suck.
Nice. Well, have you found a comic shop?
I have found one. One pretty close to my house.
You know, we've got a voicemail which we're going to play a little bit later from Frank in Boston, who's got some recommendations for you, and he seems
But you know, Boston's too far for me to go get comics.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I'm sorry that he called and left a message, and I'm not going to be able to use it. Maybe someone who lives in Boston will be able to.
Should we not even play it?
No, you
should play it. I mean, we should just don't play any voicemails. Just move on. It's all over.
Well, Christ, that's the next hour and a half, Tom. What are you talking about?
Oh, but do the voice out?
It's the pickle trickle tickle. What is it? The Leviathan?
The ill pickle.
Ill pickle tickle. Episode.
Well, you know, Tom, I hung this shit up about 6 weeks ago, so I haven't been planning anything for shows. So that's all we got is emails and voicemails.
just angry people leaving messages.
You saw the Twitter I did about the guy who sent us an email today asking us to do something about the mics and to stop talking.
We quit. This is the last straw. We quit.
I was gonna email him back and say, "Hey, feel free to stop fucking listening now."
And, yeah, you win, asshole.
Yeah, you win. We fucking quit.
We all quit.
Well, you
any negative emails? Guess you win. You won. We quit.
Well, you would be happy to know that that Dark Tower is filled with a bunch of our friends here this evening, and we're gonna put a nail in this sucker in style. But you are coming for the official nail pounding of Around Comics, Jesus. I guess.
Nail pounding.
I got to see how my physical therapy goes.
Okay. All right.
In the next week or two. I can't walk for more than, I can't stand for more than in like an hour and a half at this point. So it's pretty much like the anti-convention shape that you should be in.
Well, you can sit at the Around Comics table.
Yeah, you can man the table.
Oh, awesome. You know how much I love that. You know, just be like,
you can glide on.
Not only will I be at the table, but I'll be physically unable to leave the table. I'll have to stay at it.
Well, you know, I think we could get Tiny Hank to wheel you around in a wheelchair.
Hey, great parking.
Maybe.
We can get you.
It's true.
You could be front row for the Neil Gaiman reading.
I can. I'll just get myself like a wheelchair.
Yeah, bring it in. And but I
a mobility scooter.
I really do hope that you're able to make it in for C2E2. But if you don't, I understand why. And Sal and I, you know, we'll hunt you down in Boston.
I'll be. Good luck. You'll be like 45 minutes away from me.
He's in Worcester.
He's not in
Boston.
It's because I can't say Worcester.
Worcester. I think I already scared the crap out of Tom. His going away party. I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to come out to Worcester and visit you. You mind if I stay? I just kind of invited myself. Mind if I stay with you, you know, for like a week?
Yeah.
So, you know.
We have an extra room.
See? Oh, that's. But hey, it's the comic book room, I thought.
It looks like a room. It's exactly one sports poster away from being the room of a 12-year-old boy.
Nice.
I have one of those.
Yeah, it's like Chris's. It doesn't have any of those creepy adult statues, you know, of like baseball players.
Hey.
Like just stuff that like a kid would have from the 70s. It's like my wife and I had a kid in 1978 and he died and we kept his bedroom the same.
Wow.
It's like
there's like a Cheryl Teagues poster and Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
There's like a Dark Shadows fan fiction over in the corner and I have all these glasses and stuff that I bought off eBay that are like comic book related, but they're all from like the 70s. It's like it's not anything current. I have nothing current.
So not only is your son dead, but when he was alive, he was a nerd.
Yeah, he was a nerd, and
God, God rest his soul.
I need to get some mid-70s sports posters to put up in that room just to confuse people.
Tom, I will track down a Robin Yount poster for that room for you.
Oh yeah, like a Raleigh Fingers one. If there's any way to get Paul Molitor Fathead, you know, I would avoid taking care of that.
Have you guys been able to make any new friends out there in Worcester in your new surroundings? Have you ventured out
besides the skateboarders?
We've gone out for a lot of seafood. My Frankenstein like walking style I think scares people. I'm either drunk or I lurch around and I have this really unhappy look on my face the entire time. So everyone has stayed clear. Like kids are a little frightened of me.
Hey, you know, I was going to tell you, Tom. Sorry, Chris. I was watching something the other day. I was watching one of the ESPN 30 on 30s, and it was on Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why, but Reggie Miller reminds me of you. And I have no.
Oh God! What?
I don't know. Watch that. Watch that 30 on 30. No, I like Reggie Miller, so don't take it as a compliment. I guess he's a great shooter, and so are you. You know, great out. You have a great outside shot.
Great outside shot. Great nose for the ball.
I'm a Nick killer.
Well, Tom, anything else you want to say here for the last go around for Around Comics?
It's still not too late to send us money.
Yes.
You can always send us. That's right. Hey, what the fuck? Yeah, it is our last episode. Send us some cash, you know, just as a going away.
It's a parting gift, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell?
Like $20. Maybe whatever.
If you send us enough money, I'm not going to tell you how much, but if we get enough, it's like a telethon. If we get enough, we meet our goal, we'll stay on the air. We'll keep recording.
Yeah. Ultimate Around Comics.
Yeah.
Well, I promise anything. They have a lot to make up for all the free stuff we gave them.
Well, Tom, before we let you go, you know, we gave you our really good send off in your last episode here, but it has been an absolute pleasure, my man, and we could not wrap things up without talking with you one last time here. But hopefully, we'll see you at C2E2, and if not,
You'll see me this summer at some point. I'll be back in Chicago.
Well, you know, we still need to get the baseball road trip together, because I am going to get you guys down to St. Louis to see ball game. All right.
All right. Hey, make sure that Chris's belt and shoelaces are being held in a different location.
You're the second person to ask me that today already. Yeah, I keep getting emails and Twitters from people. It's like, is Chris going to be okay? I'm like, he's a grown man. If he's not okay, I can't help it. I'll call his mother. You know, what am I going to do?
I did show up with a fifth
Leave
of Jim Beam.
Leave his nerd room the way it was.
I will keep it exactly how he left it, with statues.
Don't touch that Pujols statue.
I have two Pujols statues. Plus, you guys wouldn't leave it like it is. You would fucking pilfer it for everything.
Well, first off, Marta's going to call me right away and just go,
what is this worth?
Yeah, get this shit out of here.
No, she will call you and she will say, what is this shit worth?
And I'll tell her nothing. Yeah. It's completely worthless.
Someone moved it. I had Pujols staring directly into Mark McGwire's eyes. Someone should rearrange these statues. That's Ghost Chris.
All right. Well, Tom, I think Sal and I can both say this. We really miss you, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, I told you. I was gay for you earlier this week. I told you.
It's nothing gay about missing me.
It's logical, right?
Yeah.
Logic. It's just rational. It's rational thought.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys. Everyone else, probably. Whatever.
Yeah. You know, we still do have an episode to do. We got the Alien Legion talk we got to do.
Oh, so, Jesus Christ! Yeah.
I'm almost done with that.
Nice, excellent. I hope you're liking it. Don't save it for the show.
I'm loving it.
Okay, good. And
save it for the show.
All right, save it for the show. Send our love to Sam, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Tom. Bye.
All right, the illustrious Mr. Tom Caters. Couldn't do that without talking to Tom.
Oh, Thomas.
I miss Tom.
Why'd you drive him away?
Chris. Why'd you drive Tom all the way to the East Coast?
It was our love. He couldn't handle our love.
Not many can.
A lot of guys.
Well, we are joined by two more of the extended Around Comics family. One gentleman who's probably been...
No extended. These guys are family.
These guys are family. Yay. These guys are family.
High five.
Whether they want it or not.
In between Mike and probably John Suntress, Norton's been probably one of the most frequent guests on the show.
I have nothing to do on Friday night.
Hey, that's, you know, we appreciate you doing your nothing on Fridays with us.
Yeah,
it's been a good time, man.
Look at that.
You know, appreciate, I mean, these are, and Hank. Tiny Hank Nazarbak.
Whoa, I don't get a
He's
beer.
He's not tiny anymore.
That's illegal.
That's illegal, my friend.
Okay. You get coffee. That's it.
But, you know, gosh, whenever we start, Hank, you're 19? 18.
I'll be 19 in like a month.
Yeah, you were like 14 when we started.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's
child.
That makes me feel old. But no, it's we definitely want to thank you guys for coming by and being a part of this. I also have an email here.
Oh,
I've got three emails.
Do that I get to read
that,
some?
That I want to, yeah. I tell you what, why don't you read this one?
Right. Read it like Paul Harvey.
H2.
This is
that how that's Paul Harvey, right?
It's kind of a long one, and the reason I picked this out,
and
first of all, I want to thank everyone that emailed us about the last shows. We were inundated with emails, wouldn't be able to read them all, but thank you so much. I'm trying to reply back to them one at a time, and it's taken me a while, but this one is special because we had a sponsor for the majority of the show, which was In Stock Trades.
Yes,
they were a fantastic sponsor.
Yes.
They are
and a fantastic company.
Fantastic company. They're responsible for a lot of the audio equipment that we have here through their sponsorship. And we never really had to worry about securing a sponsor because they were there from really early on and have been a great sponsor for the show and a ton of other podcasts.
They sponsor just about every podcast out there in one way or another, and have just, you know,
they're,
really embraced the medium from the beginning,
and they love comics.
Yeah,
they're a great company, and Zach Crucey is one of the guys that works at In Stock and Discount Comic Book Service, and is a great guy. And this is an email that Zach sent, not about In Stock, but about the show.
Said, "Hey guys, I was trying to leave you a voicemail, but apparently either the number's down by now, which it shouldn't be, or I'm an idiot and can't figure out how to properly dial the store numbers on my phone.
Could be it, Zach.
Could be. Either option is equally likely. Then I began to think about what I wanted to say, and it started to sound more and more like a eulogy, which was kind of weird. So if I begin to eulogize, I'm sorry, and as of this writing, I assume that all three of you are alive and in good health. Anyway, the reason that I am writing to you guys is to thank you for the years of entertainment you generously provided me with around comics. I know that what you guys did was not necessarily an easy task and requires a lot of man hours, especially in editing. Of course, I am very grateful to have you guys be a part of what we've put together at DCBS/InStockTrades, but much more important than that, you guys genuinely provided me with an outlet for my geekiness that I would not have had otherwise.
Besides working in
store.
A comic book store.
Don't ruin it, Mike.
Sorry.
It's a moment.
I like to tear things down.
I have spent a lot of hours listening to AC, and in those hours I've laughed, been angry, possibly without merit, and been proud to be a comics fan. Because of what you guys have done, I have become a better and more rounded reader and a more sensible fanboy. Because of you guys, I have made friends with people I might not know otherwise, and you have inspired me in what I can do to help better the comics community. That begins with not trying to fix the industry, but rather to just enjoy it and share that love. It ends with trying to leave the community better off than how I found it. As far as I'm concerned, you guys have already accomplished both of those things. Thank you all so much for your contribution, and most importantly, thank you for being friends. I'll see you at C2E2, your pal Zach. And should also mention Zach is has a webcomic, mysterysolvedcomic.com. You can check out his webcomic there.
So I think what Zach said probably summed up a lot of the emails that I've been getting. And, you know, once again, thanks for everyone that's emailed and tweeted and all that stuff. But Zach is a super awesome guy, and make sure to check out the Summit City Con, which Zach is really a big part of putting that together down in Fort Wayne. And you know, if you need trade paperbacks, go to InStockTrades.com. They've been a great sponsor for us, and they're good folks. And thanks to Zach and Cameron and Ben and all the guys there. I know it was kind of funny. You know, I think about it sometimes because they told me that whenever they're fulfilling orders and packing boxes, they're usually listening to podcasts. So they're not just a sponsor; they actually do listen, and I think they use the podcast to kind of, you know, get
pass
through
the day.
Yeah,
pass
the day as they pack those orders. So
no, it's a great email, and I mean, you know, I think we can both say that from the beginning that was sort of, if we had any sort of aspiration whatsoever other than just
doing this,
doing it,
yeah,
it was hopefully maybe we make some sort of you know, effect.
Yeah.
On something that we love. So if we did that, hey, you know,
that's what it was.
Mission accomplished.
That's what it was about. So anyway, guys, as we start to get drunk and talk about what we've done for the last 4 years,
it's give you a big sloppy kiss.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Wow.
Mr. Norton, Eagle. How are you doing these days? You just got back from the Emerald City Con.
I did.
That's one of our favorite shows. What was that like for you?
I'd go back. It's okay. It's
ringing endorsement.
No, it was fun. I don't think I saw the whole floor. It was pretty busy. They said it was busier than they have been in the past. I think they said on the last day like 14,000 people. Is that a lot of people?
Yeah, for a last day, that's pretty good. You know, well, I heard that they've already decided to go to 3 days.
Yeah,
next
they're
year.
3 days yeah. next year. Yeah, it was fun. It was very fun. I had the most fun, I think, of any con trip I've had, and I think that had a lot to do with. I mean, I went there with Tim Seeley and Jenny Frizen, and they're. I mean, you can't really get better travel companions than that.
So. Yeah, yeah. You know, speaking of Tim, you know, I wanted to mention this because
he's in Italy right now.
He's in Italy right now, but
getting an award.
Really? What's that?
Some horror award for Hackslash.
Oh, very good cool. for him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was reported on Bleeding Cool this week, Rich Johnson's site, that that Tim Seeley continues to show that not just what a great creator he is, but the quality of person that he is. And I'm not going to get, you know, into a lot of the specifics of it, but there, you know, through the publishing company that Hackslash was coming out from, there were some unpaid artist for a lot of work with Hackslash, and Tim, being the awesome person that he is, actually took out a personal loan
I want everybody to realize, because I mean, stepping into my big brother role for him, I want people to realize that he is not obligated to be doing this.
No, not at all.
He's doing this because he thinks that
it's the right thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
he's a fucking superhero.
Yeah,
I mean, to step in and basically take on someone else's burden of accountability and monetary responsibility that wasn't.
So you fuckers better go buy that goddamn book.
go buy Hackslash, buy the omnibuses whenever you're at a con and Tim is there. Yeah. Buy product from him, get sketches, because it's there's two, and I'm sure there's more people like this in the industry, but this is an industry where we're unpaid artists and writers. That just happens, and it's just part of the business. Yep. Unfortunately,
I've got plenty of jobs I haven't been paid for.
Exactly. And there's two guys I know of that have gone above and beyond to right wrongs and go out of their way and sacrifice it, and it's Val Staples and Tim Seeley that have said, you know what, these people deserve to be paid. And I don't know if you've heard the story about Val Staples. He basically lived in his parents' basement for 2 years, taking on every job that he could, comic book-wise, commercial-wise, or other. And basically every cent that he made for a couple years went to pay people for the books at CrossGen that they didn't get paid on. And Val felt responsible for it. So that's one story of that, and now Tim. So, you know, there are some good people out there in the
stand-up guys, man. Yep, guys. That's above and beyond.
Yeah.
You know what Tim's doing there, and I hope the karma, you know, karma train pays him back tenfold. Because
and speaking of Hackslash, it's moving to Image now, and we'll have a relaunch. So that's a great mini-series. Way to take care of someone who is obviously showing that they're a stand-up person. And Hackslash is a really fun book.
It is a great book. I don't think a lot of people know.
Yeah, if you're a fan of slasher films or Buffy,
Image is a great place for it, because it is every bit as good as Invincible or Walking Dead. It's on that caliber. I mean, it's an original idea, and it's just as well written. And if anything, the artwork isn't as consistent as those other two titles, because it's had a lot of artists over the years.
Yep.
But now they've
some
got
of them who haven't been paid.
Well, and they've got a regular guy now, and hopefully that'll just keep going.
So. That's awesome. So pick up Hackslash whenever it comes out. And sorry that Tim couldn't be here, but I'm glad he's in Italy
getting an award.
He's jet setting.
I saw his wife tonight. She was in the shop. So he didn't take his wife with him to Italy?
That son of a bitch. There goes all the karma.
She has to go to a wedding, actually.
Okay. Well, I can understand. I can understand why you would want to be out of the country for that. So, but
what was she doing in the shop? She got a pull list,
too?
She was
dropping off some... postcards.
Yeah, she's got a pull list.
Well,
here.
Hey, we might as well plug something.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see. She was dropping off postcards for
so I can see her awkward nerdlesque her clothes.
Oh, the nerdlesque.
It's the Flaming Dames, the ultimate fantasy burlesque review.
I don't know why all my friends' wives like to take their clothes off.
I don't know, but it's interesting. Fridays at 10:15 p.m. March 26th through May 7th. At the Spot, 4437 North Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah. So there you go. Spot's a good bar.
NMTChicago.org for
more
information.
That's a dry run for the... They're going to be doing that around C2E2 time, too.
Yeah. It's like $20.
Yeah, the burlesque show tie-ins to comic book conventions seem to be the thing, man.
You know.
It all goes
hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Norton, you are on Billy Batson and the Power of Shazam now?
I am.
That's the proper title, right?
Yes, that is the entire title.
Yeah, that's a long title.
Precious, based on the novels
by Sapphire.
And your first issues have come out already?
Yeah. Did you buy it? Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved
Don't
it.
Lie to me. I Don't patronize me.
I love the first issue.
You're just
it was
like
awesome.
Everybody else.
No. You like working with Art and Franco?
Yeah, it's not really work, you know?
You getting paid for it?
Don't say that too loudly.
You getting paid for it?
Yeah, you are getting paid.
It's work then.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm... You know, not to badmouth them, but I'm probably doing more work than they are.
Well, no, I
mean that in a good way, because if you ever seen them work, it's seriously like they get on the phone and they're like, hey, what do you want to make Billy Batson do this month?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, okay, I'll go write that up. And then they do it. You know?
And then they send you a script.
And that's, you know what? They'd probably describe it to you like that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they have. It's funny because I'd asked them what it's like working with different artists because they have, like, their own language as
writers. Really do, and it's fun. I mean, they're entertaining just to talk to. I mean, I'm not the most conversive. Is that a word? I don't do that. So.
You have probably laid Top down you have laid down more podcast hours than any comic book creator in the history.
I know. I'm not very talkative. I'm a walking contradiction.
Your paradox.
No, I can't tell.
You don't like to talk. But
no,
you do
I
talk.
I do talk. I don't like to talk.
But you don't enjoy it
too much.
Yeah. But they're very easy to work with, Art and Franco. I mean, it's like watching a stand-up comedy act. I mean, when you're in a conversation with them, I tend to just sit there and watch them talk. I don't really talk to them. So, but it's fun. I like doing it.
That's cool. That's cool. And Tiny Hank. How's school going, man?
We don't
busy.
Call him Tiny Hank.
Yeah.
Tiny Hank.
Have you made your first film yet?
I'm working on it. I'm filming it Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a class assignment. I have to film it on like a 50s Bolex. It's like 30 pounds.
I wasn't invited.
Well, we're looking for girls, so.
You look good in a wig.
Is it a porn? What are you making here, Hank?
Actually, it's a class assignment. We all have to write a script and give it to someone else, so I'm getting someone else's script.
Wow.
And we can rewrite it a little bit, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
So.
You know, you had a story about a documentary that you're making. Do you feel comfortable telling this story?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have what, an eight minute documentary?
8 minutes.
Okay.
So we're setting out to make an 8 minute documentary. This is another class assignment that we're working on concurrently, and we're put with a partner in another class, and we both came with our own ideas. I came with my documentary idea. She came with hers, and we both decided that hers would be had more material, so we went with it. And it's basically a short documentary on how 21st century technology affects long distance relationships.
Oh yeah, you're telling me about that.
Yeah, and so I was, you know, I was up to do it. I wasn't too passionate about it. And so she's like, yeah, I have a couple of friends that are, you know, in long distance relationships. We can go to talk to them. And we were doing the interviews and. We interviewed one person. It was pretty uneventful. It was pretty boring, actually. And she was talking about writing letters to her boyfriend overseas. And it was very lovely, but she wasn't very talkative. And then we go there for the second interview. And this is an 8-minute documentary. We're going to interview three people and put it all together. We're having, like, the first interview was 45 minutes. The second one, this girl was fascinating. We were talking to her for 2.5 hours. We filmed all
for
of it.
For an 8-minute documentary.
For an 8-minute documentary. We're talking for like an hour, and it's pretty interesting. She's so open. She's telling us everything. She's being so honest. And then we're like, all right, cut right there. We just got to change the batteries real quick. And we're changing the batteries. You know, we're just, you know, she's like texting or something. I'm just like replacing the battery. And she leans over to me and she goes, well, I've been telling you about my boyfriend, Jason, who I've been dating for 5 years. You know, I've been dating him since high school. Should I tell you about Cody? And I'm like, who's Cody? And she's like, he's the guy I've been seeing on the side for the whole relationship, about four and a half years. And I'm like,
tell me about Cody.
I was like, replace the fucking battery. So we put it in and we just start talking. And we're talking for about an hour. And she just lays out everything. She's been seeing this guy on the side for about 4.5 years. He's like 6 years older. She started dating him when he was like when she was 13 and he was like 19.
Which is a little creepy.
It's a little creepy. She was still in junior high, going to bar mitzvahs. And
he was out of high school.
He was out of high school, but not in college. And and she's just, this is, it's a hot mess. And we finished the interview, and I look at my partner. I'm like, we have to cut everyone else. This has to be the documentary.
This is the story.
So we cut together a rough cut, which is like 25 minutes, and we did our original idea. We put the three interviews together. Bunch of annoying B-roll and everything, and we show it to our class, and they're like, you have to cut the other characters. And so now we're in the process of completely changing the format,
like,
and everything.
We're doing it
on her, and not even on her long-distance relationship. We're doing it on her basically cheating on her boyfriend for 5 years, and we got to interview her with her boyfriend.
The boyfriend
who
or...
does not know.
Wait a minute,
the boyfriend
if she's been seeing this guy since she was 13, the other guy is the other guy. This is her boyfriend.
No, she started dating the other guy first.
Yeah,
no,
6 months.
Which is 12?
Yeah. Her name is Shelby. She's been dating Jason for 6 years, or 5 years. And she's been dating Cody for like 4.5 years. So,
yeah, but
who is the other guy? We don't really
yeah, so
know
one
yet.
Guy doesn't know about the other guy, and one guy does know about the other guy.
Yeah, I think the other guy is the one that knows about the real guy. Very confusing, but we got to interview the one who doesn't know, and it's amazing. This tension is brutal. We have like four crew members, and we all know what happened like a few days ago when we interviewed her, and she does too. And he's just sitting there.
And
like,
you know this guy's you know this guy's getting fucked over. He has no fucking idea.
Oh my god, I am so excited. We're I'm waiting for him to find out. I don't care when the assignment's due. I'll, you know, turn it in and then rent out a camera and film them breaking up or something.
How mean
on my own
are
time.
You?
It's a good story. I don't care.
It's drama.
It's drama. Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, turn in.
I was telling Chris about this a few weeks ago, and he's
lost
like,
his principles.
"Fuck that! You need to do this on your own time. This is gonna be good."
And turn in the 8-minute documentary, but then do like
I can do like 40 minutes, 45 minutes on this. This is gonna be good.
Short documentary.
Yeah, do a documentary on this relationship. You told me that, and I was just blown
do you need
away.
Yes. Oh, you'd be perfect.
That would be great. Well, I tell you what.
This woman is nothing but a whore.
the pizzas.
Her boyfriend does not know it.
The pizza has arrived. Should we take a little break?
Yeah, some
pizza?
Why not?
Sure.
All right. I tell you,
there are no rules here.
We'll be back in a couple minutes with artist extraordinaire Tom Fowler.
They're not going to wait.
Who?
The people you're talking to.
No, it's like 15
it's instantaneous.
Seconds. Yeah, it's like 15 seconds of music bumper.
No, they should order a pizza too. And
yeah,
feel
yeah,
like
that's
part
a good
of
idea.
Have order some pizza, pizza, put it on pause, then listen to like 15 seconds of the Stone Roses, and we'll be right back.
Stone?
That's so obscure.
I love the Stone Roses.
Hello,
is Tom there?
Speaking.
Is Graham there?
Graham is in bed.
We want to
but
talk.
I can hear him shuffling around his bedroom right above my studio.
We want to talk
so
to your children.
I have to keep all of my more piercing profanities to a low volume so he goes to sleep.
Well, we are joined by Mr. Tom Fowler. Tom, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're all right. It's as I said about 5 days ago. It's always good to talk to one of my favorite Canadians.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Canadian hate that has permeated the show that we wanted to make sure on the last Around Comics recording that we set the record straight. We do not hate Canada as
well,
no.
We hate all Canadians that are not comic book artists or writers. Other than that, if you're Canadian, we don't like you.
Is that cool with you, Tom? Does that work?
That's fine with me, just as long as you keep buying my stuff.
Yeah, keep sending the checks. Well, in case folks don't know, and they certainly should by now, Tom Fowler is the amazing artist of Mysterious the Unfathomable, which came out in trade paperback.
I can't say that.
You can't say?
I can't say unfathomable.
Do you have problems with that, Tom, yourself?
Would that possibly be because you're hammered?
It's probably part of it, but even when I'm straight, I think I have a hard time saying it. It's just something about the bull.
Oh, part. I didn't realize you were that hammered.
You know, I'm usually the one that will come here.
I don't know what's happening around the table. I've always said that the reason I like Around Comics is that it was the one podcast I could listen to where I could be fairly safe in the knowledge that everybody was wearing pants, but I guess tonight all bets are off.
Well, I'll just tell
anything's
you,
possible.
I'm usually the one that comes in here and will have little Jim Beam on the first episode. I've been taking
really?
It easy, where Sal is on his third Jim Beam and
okay.
Diet Sprite.
It's all over now, bitches.
So we're sending it out in style. So do you have a frosty libation with you tonight, being Canadian and all?
I am drinking a glass of wine from South Africa that my parents brought by. When
a
they
Shiraz? A nice Shiraz?
It is, in fact, a Shiraz.
Oh, very nice. Ah, not bad. Bad.
From South Africa.
South Africa.
Called Obiqua.
Obiqua.
Nice.
I haven't tried that.
Well, how has week one of the Mysterious, the Unfathomable trade paperback extravaganza gone for you?
It's gone pretty well. This is my third podcast. So
nice.
I was talking to you on iFanboy over the weekend, or on Friday, was it?
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, yeah. It was my birthday. Yeah. It was my birthday present. I was talking with you.
Oh,
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
That's all you're getting, too. I did Warlock at Ajax the other night, and now I'm closing out Around Comics.
Yeah.
And the Centris is next.
Oh, he's here. He's in the house.
Soon, Tom, soon.
And I told John that we were talking to you tonight, and he's like, Jesus, do you talk to anyone else? And I was like, as soon as we talk to Tom Fowler for 12 fucking hours this year, you can give me shit about that. Right, John? So
well, I think I've logged at least in the last week or so. I think I've logged about 12 hours on podcasts.
Yeah.
So,
you're living our life.
Yeah,
huh?
The week's gone actually really well. The book came out on Wednesday, and I did a signing here in town, and we sold just a poop load of copies, and a lot of people came out for it, and a lot of people actually who'd heard about it on various podcasts. Which is really cool. We sold a lot. I did a lot of drawings in copies. I learned that when you ask your publisher to print a matte cover, basically the printer just flips the paper so that all the glossy bits are on the inside covers, which makes it really fun to draw inside of.
So people have a lot of smeary, mysterious sketches on the inside cover of their...
No, but there were a lot of people just kind of fanning open copies for at least 20 minutes after they were done.
What the Sharpie draw?
Because I broke out a brush. So.
Oh, geez.
You and your brushwork. Let me introduce you to the Sharpie Model 3000. It's you'll become a fan.
Speaking of sketches, though, I wanted to make it clear. Tom earlier in the week had posted on the 11 o'clock comics message board about commissions for C2E.
Don't want to get that phone.
we'll get right to it, Tom.
Oh, you got to tell the whole story where you come in and ask
no,
me.
No, well, this is what I'm getting to is he posts a thing about commissions for C2E2 and sign up, and I said, well, I can't have Tom come to Chicago and not get a commission from him. So I was trying to think of what I wanted, and I love your style of stuff, but I wanted something that really fit your style. So I started asking Chris, what did you think? And that was when I sent back the first email to you saying, yes, I want a Cannonball Run commission with Burt Reynolds and Captain Chaos. Do you think you could do that for $50? And Tom was very nice to point out that yeah, it probably wouldn't work, but
he declined.
No way in time. I would literally be working on that at the exclusion of all other con sketches up until C2E2.
As much as you wanted to do it, because there's nothing cooler than Burt Reynolds in a cowboy hat in a Trans Am with Captain Chaos.
Was he in a cowboy hat for that one?
What? I can't imagine him not being.
For most of the film, he's actually wearing, you know, the major uniform more than anything. I think he does have a cowboy hat.
I couldn't remember if that was the one that they were in the ambulance.
Oh, I'm thinking Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, you're thinking Trans Am, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
In Cannonball Run, he's in a wagon. A U.S. Army wagon at one point, and he's dressed up as a colonel or a general. I don't remember exactly, but we'll get to that commission sooner or later. So at some point in time,
that'll happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
In its stead, I'm drawing someone based on one of my ancestors.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. The next one was I wanted an Uncle Bill. Well, it's not Uncle Billy; it's Uncle Shazam. From the Shazam family, and yeah, you said that that's based on the original publisher.
I can't remember his real name, but Uncle Billy was the initial, I believe. John can probably correct me on this.
Suntress.
Suntress.
Who was the original publisher of Shazam?
Fawcett.
Yeah, I know, but Uncle Billy.
yeah, Fowler's like, no shit.
That's Billy's wisdom. Yeah. Wiz Comics?
No, but the guy, Billy something, Uncle Billy, Uncle Billy. Who's Uncle Billy?
The publisher?
I don't know. This is Tom.
What
Tom's
are you
coming.
Talking about, Fowler? What now?
Somebody involved with the original publication of the original Shazam stories at, I think it was Wiz,
right.
Was named Uncle Billy. I can't remember. It was Billy something or other, but
no,
I can't remember.
That I can't help
like,
you. No, I
yeah,
don't.
Okay.
I remember
he's an ancestor of mine.
Oh, very cool. Well, because I remember there's the comic Captain Billy's Whiz Bang.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I don't know his real name.
That was based on a real dude.
Very cool.
I mean, they're not stories drawn from his life, but
they're fictional. They're not autobiographical.
I'm impressed.
I don't believe he got hit by lightning and that just made things better. So
yeah, usually it doesn't. It tends to have
that rarely ever works.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, even though it's not, you know, Burt Reynolds and Captain Chaos. I am looking forward
we'll
to
them.
I can
throw the mustache in there somewhere.
Well, you know. Speaking of your sketches,
I'll tell you. Here it is right now. I just thought of that right now. It's Uncle Billy or Captain or Captain Grandpa, whatever the hell his name is in Shazam.
Uncle Shazam
fighting a mustache.
Nice.
And we will know entre nous that's actually Burt.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Well, speaking of your fantastic sketches and commissions, you are going to be at C2E2 and you have a sketch pre-list sign up at the 11 o'clock comics boards where people can sign up for those and you'll be sketching all week in there in Artist Alley, right?
Yep.
All right.
The pre-orders were just so I could more or less hit the ground running and
sure.
have some money in my pocket when I got there.
Absolutely.
Tom, good timing for that question, and because I was actually buying the old Treasury edition of Wiz Comics number 1 tonight. And is it Bill Parker?
Of course you were, John.
I truly was.
Of course you were.
That's why I'm like,
well,
that's
you. I believe you.
By the way, you're a G.I. Robot on Comic Twart. Incredible.
Thank you very much.
Very cool, man.
I actually wound up doing another one right afterwards.
I saw them both, yeah.
Yeah, the first one was sold within 5 minutes. of me posting it, which was really awesome. Sold to Jeff Lemire, actually.
Oh, really?
Why does that not surprise me? Hey,
there were like three other offers, and then somebody else, like a week later, called me up and went like, wow, can you do that for me?
Yes, I can, young man.
Yes, I can.
Well, you know how I feel about the comic twarters. You guys are amazing. I've just enjoyed the hell out of all the stuff you guys have put on that blog, and appreciate you letting me play along in my own feeble manner.
Oh, no problem at all. It's as much as anything, it's just about spreading the fun, because we've had a lot of these kind of weird interior dialogues about, like, oh, I can't get it done this week, and what should I leave the group, and blah, 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 and we're all just like, every 3 weeks, somebody has to spout up and say, like, look, we just do this for fun, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, we like that other people want to participate, and we like that other people are kind of following along and playing along with the game that we're playing with each other. Right now, we're just waiting for Panosian to get off his ass and tell us what we're drawing next week.
Nice. Well, you know, it's in between you and Francesco Francavilla and Chris Somni, you guys...
Don't forget about Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, Salas.
Declan?
Yeah. What is it?
It's Declan.
Declan. You're right. You're the Irishman, right?
And he's in Ireland right now.
Yeah.
White, mopping up his tears.
Oh,
he couldn't remember my name.
It's a kind of a weird name. Give me a break.
Christian
Declan.
If a guy walks up to you at C2E2 and tries to trick you into wearing some green shoes, don't do it.
Is he going to be at C2E2?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! That makes it even that much better.
Both he and Will Sliney are moving to the States for like 3 months or something like that, so they're going to try and hit as many shows as they can while they're doing it.
Awesome! I'm a huge fan of his stuff already. I mean, just the stuff on Comic Court, and I've went on his blog and the other stuff, and I may not remember his name, but I remember his art because he's awesome.
Declan's amazing, and he's doing some really, really great work on 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
What's funny is that Christian Alame is here, and we mentioned Ireland, and he gets all excited.
He's French! Christian, you're not Irish!
You're French!
He thinks he's the Highlander.
Do what?
Nothing.
Alame thinks he's the Highlander.
Have you ever met Christian, Tom?
I never have.
Well, you guys will meet at C2E2. We'll have a good time.
How was your St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, how was your St. Paddy's Day, Christian?
Did you enjoy?
Most fucking brilliant.
Worst Irish accent ever, Tom. But
Christian, you're the one.
Well, Mr. Fowler, I hate that it took us to the last episode to have you on Around Comics, but I'm glad that we were able to finally get you on.
I just assumed that Vince had threatened you with bodily harm
if you don't get Fowler on.
That if we ever did get him on.
Oh, if we did.
If we took him away from 11 o'clock comics, I thought, forget it. Vince would lose it.
Well, you know...
I literally, since I started listening to the show and since I started doing 11 o'clock, I kept going to Chris, like, so when do I get to be on AC? And he's like, oh, we'll get you in there.
Don't worry.
Well,
it takes until the end. I mean, as soon as Chris announced that things were coming to a close, I was like, ah.
It's like the minor leagues and the major leagues, Tom. You know, you gotta do your time in the minors before you can step up to the major leagues. You know, that's just the way it is with podcasters.
Well, I am doing Word Balloon next week. So yeah.
There you go. See, that's the big time.
That was a failed shot.
All right, so you're going to be at C2E2. Mysterious the Unfathomable is available in trade paperback now.
Everyone should buy it.
Yes.
Because we've gotten some interest in doing a second one.
Yay! That is
that interest only gets sustained if people keep buying it.
Buy.
They have asked us to start pitching ideas for a second one, so we're...
Awesome.
We're very much looking forward to getting a chance to get back into it. So,
well, Tom, I just want to say I've become a huge fan of yours, and as much as it pains me to admit it, it is because of Vince on 11 o'clock comics. He turned me on to your stuff. He turned me on to Mysterious
the Unfathomable
and you know, but he was absolutely right, because you are an awesome artist, and I've become a huge fan of your stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep, and I cannot wait to hang out with you here in, 3.5 weeks. It's going to be great to meet you in person.
I am absolutely looking forward to coming to Chicago and actually coming to Chicago.
Yes, yes.
Not the suburbs?
Yes, it's going to be.
Not the plains.
It's going
to
be
I'm looking forward to being able to go to a convention in Chicago and not have to walk 20 minutes down a highway to go get something to eat.
Yeah, some subpar pizza. We'll have some real pizza while you're here. So real pizza for all you East Coasters out there.
Jesus.
All right, Tom, hey, you have a fantastic rest of your evening, and we'll be in touch with you soon. Everyone go out and get Mysterious Infallible.
I wish you guys could go on another 100 episodes. I really do, but I'm glad you're closing it out right, and I feel really kind of honored that you allowed me to be on your last show. So thank you very much for the last year or so of pushing the book and just entertaining listening.
Well, thank you, sir. It's we talk about what we like, and it's a book that we really enjoyed, and we wouldn't have talked about it otherwise. So thank you and Jeff Parker for making such a fun and entertaining book, and I hope to see more real soon.
Cool.
All right.
We'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye bye. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Young. How you doing?
Good. How about you, sir?
I'm doing great. We could not have a last episode of Around Comics without talking to longtime cast member and artist extraordinaire, Mr. Scotty Young. Scotty, hello.
Hello.
What's up, brother?
What's going on? Are you guys like 3 feet in the ground, half in the bag, or what?
I'm pretty hammered.
Yeah.
Already. I've had a little bourbon and a few beers and pizza.
Jesus Christ.
Sal came in and it was like, fuck it, I'm getting hammered.
Let's have a party.
I'm sure this episode's
going to
be sweet.
Oh, yeah. The editing will be fun, but we're actually coming up to the end of part one of The End, and we wanted to make sure we talked to you. So, man, it's been a long time since I talked with you. So, first of all, congratulations on all the success with Oz, and it's been amazing to see the reception on that. So, you know, for me, congratulations. You've had an awesome couple years, man.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a really good time. I left the show and we left the city and went to live in a small town, and I started drawing Oz when I got there, and everything seemed to really, really turn up. So I'm very excited. I appreciate you saying so.
Yeah. Well, so, how do you like living out in the countryside? I hear I see you tweeting about, you know, deers in your backyard and
turkeys
and all sorts of. It's like you and Tony Moore got into this thing for about a month of just tweeting about different varmints that were creeping up on your house.
Coyotes, and yeah, there were like three or four turkey outside my studio the day. We've had some coyote out there. It's just like, what's the plural of coyote? Is that coyotes?
It's coyotes.
Coyotes.
Is it coyote?
Coyotes. Yodi. So, I'm not sure.
So you got coyotes out there, and all, yeah. I mean, you're out like, it's like Deadwood. You're on the frontier.
He said, I don't see cocksucker every 3 seconds.
Casey probably does, though.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, it's definitely a. I mean, there's a lot of things we do miss about the city, but there's more things that we enjoy about being and living a little bit slower paced life. Probably number one is we get to, like, I don't know, it's this really crazy phenomenon where, like, if we want to go somewhere, at the park, like, right in fucking front of where we want to go.
Yeah, that doesn't happen here.
Right? You know what? Every time I walk out on my back porch and there's a drunk guy pissing in my alley, I always think about you and how you made the right choice.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I miss a lot of the great restaurants, and it's I've just been able to come down to the shop and hang out with you guys and just hang out with a lot of my art crew and stuff like that. But now that we got the baby and we got the giant dog and it does us good to be out here and living a little bit slower, cheaper life.
How is Emma doing? The dog, the giant dog.
The dog. Yeah.
Emma. She is doing okay. She has pneumonia.
Yeah, I heard.
Today we got to take her on her first walk in this week, so she's starting to come around a little bit. So things are looking up.
And the baby?
He's the man. He's doing good. I swear to God, either he's broken or he's just like the best baby in the world.
Hey, if he's good now, you may have hell coming later. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. We're like, oh, he's just smiling all the time because he knows in about a year he's going to be like just killing us both.
He's just holding it all in until he's mobile, and then shit is on.
Then him and Emma are going to team up and create like a Hellstorm Voltron to just destroy me and Casey.
Get a saddle for that dog and ride it around. Yeah. He's causing all sorts of stuff. Well, the first hardcover edition of Oz was a huge success, and I was talking to one of my partners on 11 O'Clock Comics, Jason Wood, and his kids. It's a book that he reads to his kids at night, and they won't let him stop. It's like, no, Daddy, one more page. Are you getting feedback from people about how they're introducing their kids to comics through Oz?
Yeah, and honestly, that's probably the most rewarding thing. That's probably the most rewarding thing that I may have achieved ever in my career, I think. The time I spent on the show, we all sat around and before I was there and gone, we've all probably had the conversation of, how do we get comics in the hands of kids? And is there enough content out there being made for the younger audiences and this and that? And obviously there's a million answers, but it's nice. It's nice when I'm a part of a project that I'm seeing it firsthand, and I'm getting endless amounts of emails from fathers and mothers and grandparents that, that remember the movie finally or remember the novels finally. And now they get to share it kind of with their kids. And it is nice when you do hear, a kid or a parent saying that they read this to their kid, and they're on the fourth time around reading it, it really does feel good to know that not only are kids enjoying it, but hopefully one day they'll still be kind of grabbing onto comics and graphic novels, and they'll move on to the books and stuff that we read as adults.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about besides Oz that you're working on? I know you're working on some stuff, but I didn't know if there's anything you wanted to talk about yet or no.
Probably not yet, just because who knows about my slack ass. I am developing a series of children's books with a publisher right now. That's kind of come from Oz. Like I said, it's at the baby stages of it, so. But that's very, very exciting because, I get to do more of that. I get to focus a lot on the art and really kind of stretch myself and practice a little bit at writing as well. So, that's pretty cool. But other than that, it's just going to be kind of Oz for a while. Just keep chipping away at this. And I am trying to get a few little web comics going just to, because it doesn't sound like I have enough to do with a dog and a baby and this project and that project. I really just want to...
Fighting off coyotes.
Yeah. Well, what it is you have a baby, then all of a sudden you're like, hey, you know what? I better, start making a lot of money.
Diapers ain't cheap. Well, I tell you, we just had Tom Fowler on a few minutes ago, and I had talked to Tom earlier this week for another show about his book coming out, and kind of off mic, we started talking about you, and he is just so jazzed about the stuff that you're doing with Oz, and in a very polite Canadian and mutual admiration way. He's very jealous of what you've been able to do with Oz, and he kind of went on and on talking about what a great decision that was for you to take on that project. So I know it's cool, not just from mothers and fathers and kids, but from your contemporaries, people that are really really excited for the work that you've been doing.
Well, I've got two responses to that. One is that's very nice, and because Tom's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And two is, why the fuck did you have that conversation off mic? I could have used... It really would have been cool to have people hearing how much Tom Fowler loves me.
I'm sure that Tom would come on any time and talk about how much he loves you, because...
Tom Fowler is, like, if I'm not... You guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm fairly certain that I... Back when, it's like 2007 when I was on the show,
uh-huh.
I didn't come to Around Comics one night and tell you guys that I found this guy in Mad Magazine.
Tom Fowler?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Maybe, dude.
Well,
you did that with
20 people.
Yeah,
a week.
You always had awesome artists who were turning people on to.
You guys might remember this. We came in one night. I had just got one of the newest copies of Mad Magazine, and there was. He did a little strip in there, kind of in each issue. I forget what the name of the strip was, but I just remember it being like so freaking cool. And then I looked at his name, and I started searching him online. And when I searched him online, I found his blog. And on his blog, he had one of the early books that he had done, Caper.
Yeah, Caper.
And I remember that night coming in to the shop, because I found him on a Friday. We were recording the show. I came in the shop that night and found... the issues of Caper there at Dark Tower. And I really remember that now.
I remember the Caper.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, because you guys are familiar with, you know, older comics. And I was like, hey, have you guys ever heard of this Caper? That's amazing. Yeah. You guys should listen to me more often.
let it be said.
We'll try, buddy. We'll try.
Well, you are, you're going to be up at C2E2, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll definitely hang out and people at the show, track down Scotty. He's one of the best sketch artists in the biz, and definitely check you out. And man, buy those Wizard of Oz hardcovers for your sons and daughters and nieces and nephews. It's awesome stuff, man.
And I have to say that I got to thank you guys for doing the show for all these years.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to do some more awesome things, but you guys have been great friends to me. You will be great friends of mine for years and years to come. I think you guys have done a great service for the comic book industry as a whole. You've been a big part of it, not just talking about it, but I think you are great members of it, and I look forward to whatever you guys decide to move on and do.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy, and thanks for being a part of it. For you know, you were part of the show for a year and a half there, you know. So you are certainly one of the Around Comics family forever. So
I tell you this, guy, there's probably not a week that goes by that I don't get an email or a tweet of people that love that era of the show whenever you were on, and always want for more. So you had a lot of people that loved having you on the show, and you definitely made your mark. You were a huge part of it, man.
Well, it was a blast, man. It was definitely one of the funnest things that I've ever done. So you guys are awesome. I appreciate you guys allowing me to be a part of it for a while.
Yeah. And I had somebody ask me the other day what the plans were for the League of Nobodies.
I saw that. I tell you what, how desperate was that person? We did one episode, and we're like, yeah. Like, 7 months later, that dude's like, hey, when's the next one coming?
I don't know, man. That was, I guess people really liked that one episode we did.
Yeah.
Matt Burden and Braxton email me every week saying, so what you doing after Around Comics?
Braxton. Speaking of Braxton, I wanted to mention this, and as long as you're here, you'll enjoy this. I've been watching that show Burn Notice recently, and it's got Bruce Campbell on it. And I had tweeted about he's got an autobiography book out called something Tales of the Chin, or If Chins Could Talk, something like that. And I tweeted about how I wanted to read that, and Braxton sends back. He's like, oh, you know, I got a copy. You want me to send it to you? I'm like, oh, that'd be great. So I got it yesterday in the mail, and Braxton, he puts on the label, to Brian the Destroyer Salazar. And I'm like, but my niece sees the package, and it's Braxton Harrison claims investigation. I'm like, how cool is that? I'm getting a package from a private detective.
Yeah, I like how you get the package from a private detective, and it says the Destroyer on it.
Yeah, the Destroyer.
Jesus Christ.
You gotta love Brax.
Yes, it's Brax is one of the best. Well, Scotty, we're gonna wrap up this first episode of or this first part of the goodbye episodes. But so glad that you could join us. You were a huge part of it, and we couldn't go out without talking to you, man.
Well, I love you, knucklehead. You guys go have a fun second show.
All right, we'll see you in about 3 weeks.
All right, brother.
All right.
Talk to you, man.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When I'm 6 feet on the ground, I'll need a drink or two. And I'll sure miss you.
All right, and a big thank you to Scotty Young. He really was a huge part of the show. And if you're a relatively new listener, go back, and we're going to keep the feed for Around Comics alive for at least through 2010. So if you haven't listened to the Scotty Young era of Around Comics, I think that started at episode 100, our Cecil Castellucci episode, and Scotty was a big part of the show for a long time. So track those down. Sal has just been signing a copy of Green Hornet number one for Juan here, one of our listeners. So what did you sign on that?
I said to Juan,
beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Green Hornet kicks ass.
Nice, Sal. Nice. There you go. We have not had more listener feedback, email, and tweets.
Yeah, I got a lot of response
since you and John and your knockdown throwout.
Just want to hear me yell at John, I think, is what it comes down to.
I would pay for that.
I think people just want to hear me.
I would give you $5 a week names. For that. Yeah, it's so true. It's true. Well, hey, I tell you what. Let's wrap up part one here. We'll
part
be
part one because we have to drag out the end of the show as long as fucking possible.
I mean, we got I know. Burnham's just, here. Christian Alame. We got a lot of people. Just walked in. Kyle Bice, Stevie D. Hillary is going to be on his way. So we got a lot of people. We got voicemails. We got emails.
It's kind of fucking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's Burnham.
Christian Alame was crying on my shoulder earlier, telling me that
stop.
We can't stop. We cannot
stop for
podcasting.
The show.
To have a Frenchman crying,
it's a little disturbing.
I wasn't crying. I was threatening him. No. Steve
Burnham brought a liter and 3/4 of beam.
He did.
it's like no, we're just
Burnham. No matter how drunk you get me, all right, I will have sex with you, but.
Because he is a sexy
It's going to take a lot of that beam to get to that.
Burnham's like, I'm just going to keep you here drunk recording. So, real light on announcements. C2E2 is coming up. We're going to be at the show. Make sure to come back next week because Patrick Brower, who's here tonight, is going to talk about all of the plans for
the
challengers
awesome stuff that they got
and
going
after
on.
Parties and all that. But
C2E2 is going to be. It's off the hook, yo, as Wood would say.
yo.
It's going to be ridiculous, yo.
Mentioned Vince. We've mentioned Vince. We've mentioned Wood. I had to mention David because I talked to him on the way up here. I said, David, we will mention you on the show tonight. So David Price.
I love David. And I was listening to episode 100 of 11 O'Clock Comics. Congratulations on episode 100 to you and all the guys.
No one made us stop.
Yes, this is true. But Vince was saying something about he was giving David some credit. He's like, you know what, you don't say anything that often, but when you do,
it means something.
It means something. And I was just saying, I was thinking in my head.
If only
when I was
Chris
like,
had been that way.
I was thinking in my head. It's like David doesn't say anything, but when he does, it rarely makes any fucking sense whatsoever. But I guess you could take that if you're Vince as it means something also.
In Vince's upside down world.
Yes.
All right. So come back next week for the last episode, and there will be an episode in between. Tom and I.
There will. Tom oh, you're I, doing the book
Tom,
club.
Tom and I are going to do the.
I'm not invited to that.
Well, if you want to talk by Alien Legion, yeah.
I don't know if I could read it all enough.
You can read it all.
I have it all. I don't know if I could read it in enough time. I'll try.
Yeah, yeah. All I'd love to have you on. And so we'll have a book club episode in between. But
I got some Green Hornet to read.
John?
Or listen to.
John,
I have some old Green Hornet radio episodes to listen to so I can appreciate the current comics that are being
published
today.
By the sting of the Green Hornet.
Yes.
All right, I'm calling you in for just this part.
Yes.
Everyone, enjoy the rest of your week and weekend. We'll be back again next Monday with another full-length episode.
Our last full-length episode.
In between time.
Thank you, sir. We'll be everywhere in...
And around my house.
Yeah, kinda, I got nothing planned.
Talking to myself.
I don't know. You're on Skype. I'll find you next Friday. Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and may not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of Around Comics is strictly prohibited. All content presented in this program is the sole property of Around Comics, and this has been an Around Comics production, copyright 2010.